Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
How much of Gaza's water supply comes from Israel? And yes, the supposed lack of provision of it, does this qualify as an act of genocide? Joining us now on the line to unpack this issue, we welcome Sean Sachs, Head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program. Sean, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for joining us on today's show.
Thanks, Mike. I'm the senior researcher at NGO Monitor. I think there was a bit of a mix-up there, but it's
senior,
okay.
Senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Okay, we will keep that in mind, Sean, and sorry about that misrepresentation. But anyway, Sean, thanks once again for joining us. So, Sean, looking at this report coming in from, well, this headline in the Jerusalem Post. So I quote, Human Rights Watch says, Israel's deprivation of water in Gaza is an act of genocide. How so? Where are they getting that from?
You know what? Your guess is as good as mine because it's pretty much made up. But unfortunately, we've seen this. This is a well-orchestrated campaign. Every couple of weeks, another NGO comes out with another bogus claim of genocide. It reminds us very much of the same bogus claims and coordinated campaign that happened 2 years ago with apartheid, where each NGO's apparently randomly within a few weeks of one another came out with this bogus claim. First it was apartheid, now it's genocide. And it's very clear this is a well-orchestrated, well-funded campaign where every few weeks different human rights NGOs want to keep Israel and Israel's activities in Gaza in the spotlight, so they strategically place out these reports. And each one is based pretty much on the same bogus claims, but goes in a different direction. Mm. Human Rights Watch has chosen the age-old libel of water, even to the point that there is a reference in their their report, there is a reference about somebody claiming there is poisoned water entering Gaza.
Well, that's that. Now, you see, if I can come in there, but how is this being verified? Well, how do they substantiate this, and who is cross-checking all these claims?
So, according to them, they interview people. That is their claim.
Which people are those now? Okay, if I can come in there, right.
So they give, the overwhelming majority are anonymous. Sometimes they give first names, sometimes they give last names, sometimes they claim medical worker. They claim that all of this is based on testimonies. Now, the strange thing is, this is based on testimonies. The IDF gives statistics based on actual numbers of the amount of water going in based on piping, based on bottles, based on trucks carrying water. So there's actual numbers. Human Rights Watch decides that is unverifiable, even to the point. Now, we've all seen video evidence of Hamas gunmen stealing aid. In fact, the United Nations itself has said there's a problem. This very same Human Rights Watch report, which talks about Israel committing genocide, says claims of gunmen stealing aid are unverified. So Hamas stealing aid is unverified, even though everyone has seen it and complains about it. And there's video footage the UN sees. Israel gives actual statistics about the water going in that is unverified. But people in Gaza telling Human Rights Watch, we saw this and we've heard and we know. Well, that's good enough to say Israel is committing genocide. That, I think, tells the listeners everything they need to know about the reality of this report and how much faith they should have in anything Human Rights Watch says.
Sean, what's disturbing, as you quite rightly pointed out, you have this, shall we say, a grouping, this orchestra of NGOs echoing the same anti-Israel sentiment, claiming this and that about Israel. Now we've got this Rights Watch group claiming this, that, and the other. The concern is here, given the view the United Nations and prominent bodies take on Israel, will this report find itself on their desks, and will they buy into it?
This report will go the same way as all the other reports. It will serve to continue to light the fire of the echo chamber that maintains this false narrative. We have the NGOs reporting to the United Nations the false narrative of genocide. Then we have the larger NGOs like Human Rights Watch, which then quote the United Nations to say genocide. And then the United Nations says, oh, well, Human Rights Watch says it's genocide based on NGOs. But they're all quoting one another, and they're all trumping up their own malicious false accusations. And that is where this is going to stay.
I mean, indeed, very quickly. I mean, Israel is supplying a fresh war. I mean, there's no problem there. As you're saying, this is being hijacked and tampered with.
Absolutely. So you asked, again, I have to reiterate, you asked where this is going to go. It's going to stay within the confines of the anti-Israel NGOs who claim to speak for human rights.
Yeah.
It's going to stay within the confines of the United Nations, and we know about that. And unfortunately, it's going to stay within the confines of the anti-Israel countries like the South African government, and nothing is going to be achieved because they don't care about honesty, reality, and integrity.
Sean, we're going to have to leave it there. Once again, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Senior researcher Sean Sachs giving us his views on this latest report from the Human Rights Watch, claiming Israel's depriving clean water to the Gazans, and it's regarded as an act of genocide.